Blog Talk Radio.
I feel it, my muscle talents was having it. The wolf man coming your way. We've got that blues flashback. We've also got the blues trivia, darlings. I'm so excited. I get to spend quality time with you. We ready to get started.
It's the R&B and the blues. If you want to be the blues, I'm here for you. It's the R&B and the blues. The blues. The blues. The
another Southern Soul favorite on the R&B Blues Review.
Well, we're going to hold off for a couple of minutes. I'm not getting the type of response that I desired, but I know why. This was a spur-of-the-moment jump, and it's going to continue in a little bit. But I must tell y'all solidly, if you want this kind of music, you got to start calling in. You got to, I'm going to put some flyers out and everything. We're going to test it. And we're going to test it through you, the public. Not by what somebody else tell me, not by what I feel like and what feels good to me and sounds good to me. I'm an old dude, and it's right up my alley. So I can see it progressing in this market and finding a lot of sponsors. So let's stick with it. Right now, we're going to jump some other ways and see if we mix them together or how things will go. And, you know, we just going to do what we do. We just want you to be happy. I know you understand. That's the reason we're doing it like this. So, let's try something else.
If you reach out to them, God reach back. Why don't you reach out and come on in the house service for the choir?
Oh,
and tell Jesus, Lord, I need you. Let me ask you one more time. Do you ever feel weak and you die? I know your need and tell Jesus, Lord, I need you. So many times on this journey, when we Christians make one step forward, it seems like the old devil's right there trying to turn him around. And that's not all. Sometimes people that we love and people that we trust most, sometimes some of them will bring in your bed. And the rope they tell lies on you behind your back now. But don't you find consolation when you go on your knees and tell him, Lord, I need you. Let me see the hands of you that tell him, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you.
America's number one blues show. What's happening? It's the Wolf Mag. The R&B blues review, blues trivia, blues news. But most of all, it's time to spend some quality time with you. Now fasten your seatbelts. It's time for the R&B blues review on the Southern Soul Network.
It's the R&B
Nobody's leaving here thirsty. I'm through. Until the next time I see you. I gave you money. I played my car, no money, yeah. Pay my money for the week now. Now I'm looking crazy. I lost all my money. But I never could feel them so much, yeah. Next week, yeah, I'm gonna be crazy.
Show Radio. Time for you to win some music. Those of you family members who have not received your music yet, I apologize. I didn't move in like Toodle that turtle, but I'm coming, I promise. To the first correct call with the correct answer to the question, you win free music. I've got new stuff from Carl Sands. If you want to win on the phone app, you can do that. Just log on SouthernSoulNetwork.com and click on Android or iPhone, then go down and click on Music Trivia. Here's the question. Is Carl Sims known as the godfather of Southern Soul, the papa of Southern Soul, the prince of Southern Soul, or the hardest working man in show business? Call us at 214-780-8770. Hit me up on my cell at 214-394-0055. We're going to take a break, and we've got more Southern Soul in a Southern Soul moment.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, that's enough right now. That's enough. Get to helping you too much. You got to bite the bullet. So we're going to try some of this again. See how you like me now.
Won't God help you to sin? I'm willing to live my life.
Oh, all right.
Every once in a while you start to feel a little sorry for yourself. You get out on your knees and Lord have mercy. Do you ever tell that have mercy on me?
Thank you. Whatever it is, trying to hide from me. It's written all over your face, woman. Even a blind man can see. There's a stranger in my eyes, woman. And I don't know what to do.
Charles Jones, Karen Wolf, Sheba Potts-Wright, what do we need to do, in your opinion, in order to get America to the point where it says, okay, Bobby Blue Bland was here, but here comes Chuck Robinson bringing up the rear?
Well, Wolf, I tell you, we've been talking about this off and on. Lady B and I have talked about it on her show. She has, I'm sorry, Lady A, she has a show that's, I think, out of Louisiana. And we talk, I think it's like every Tuesday night, we talk off and on about this. What we need to do is just like Lady B in the beginning. We need to expose these people. There's a whole lot of talent, I mean good talent, that's not being exposed in the proper way. I mean, these people, like you say, all the people that paved the way for us, they have done what God put them to do. They've done it, and they've moved on. But like you say, they left the road open for us. For myself and other people like me, all we need now is to be exposed as they were in their days.
Wow. So vehicles like the R&B Blues Review and the Boogie Report, it takes unbounded talent that's sitting there waiting to be exposed, waiting to be played on the air. So it's our responsibility to take music from Chuck Robinson and make sure that America, the globe, the world as a whole, is introduced to who Chuck Robinson is.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, that's the name of the game. This is the way Mr. Bland and Mr. Taylor and Mr. Davis and James Brown and all the other people, that's exactly how they got to where they got to in life. I have to say, though, that look, that you all do a heck of a job, man. I sit down here and I listen to you when I'm home just about every Sunday. We need some more Southern Soul Network.
So where is Chuck Robinson right now? What is he doing? When are you in the studio? You got something new coming out?
Yeah, well, you know, we just released it, the Devil Made Me Do It CD. We gonna push it a while longer, but I'm preparing myself for a new CD to come. As a matter of fact, you know, my partner, Mr. Keith Peterson, retired at Desert Sound Records, and he sort of like, I took Desert Sound Records over. Got about three other artists besides myself that I'm getting ready to record, so it'll be a virtually new stable of artists coming through Desert Sound, but it's going to all be about the blues.
I understand.
That's where we are right now.
You just got back home from being on the road. How was that road trip?
That road trip was real good, very good. As a matter of fact, we sort of like wound up, you did the advertisement for us over in Lloyd, Florida, on Memorial Day weekend. Of course, I mean, I've been out again since then, but that was the last biggest. And now I'm getting prepared to go down to Miami area, Lauderdale, Florida, on the 10th of August.
Yes, I know, but I'm not going to hold you long because I sit here and I hear you got a plan, and that's a good thing. You know, you continue to work your plan and make sure that we hear the Southern Soul Network know and have copies of your music that you are so artistically creating in the studios. And all I can say in reference to all that is, have to pick a phrase from Bobby Blue Band, that's farther up the road, we'll get together.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you all, Wolf. I appreciate you so much because I need to have some more. Back there behind. We need to have some more of it back there, brother. I love you all, and you know that I'm going to continue to make sure that whatever I do gets to the Southern Soul Network. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get some plans together as hard as I possibly can to come out Texas way, out your way. And hopefully we can get that worked up. Just, I'll keep communicating with Ron and yourself and some more people out that way, and maybe we can get I'm done.
Make sure that we get music on all of the artists of your label. And you said you guys are under new leadership, and that's you. You're at the helm right now.
Right. I am the new CEO of Desert Sound.
And how can we contact you?
Well, you can always contact me at area code 850-673-2100. Or you can call Pete Peterson. He will always be doing the promotion for me. He has retired, just say, from the record part of the business. his concern, but he would definitely maintain the promotion for us over there. So, because you know he's probably about one of the best promoters out here in the Southern Soul field right now.
Do you guys have a website set up?
Yes, we got a Desert Sound website set up. All you do is just www.desertsoundrecords.com.
That's desertsoundrecords.com. Chuck Robinson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I wish you all luck in the world.
And call me sometime, man. I had a chance to talk with Mr. Ron Davis this morning. I told him I was going to have to tie you off a telephone down, because I can't hardly catch you, brother. You're all busy. You visiting Tom Carroll, man.
Chuck Robinson, have a great evening, and we will definitely be in touch with you.
And, Wolfman, I appreciate you so much, man. And you have a nice day. Take care of yourself.
We'll be in touch soon. Take care.
It's a fire and a meeting too.
I know you don't want to go. I don't want y'all to go either. But guess what? That part of the show is over. And guess what? We're going to do it again real soon. All you have to do is just keep listening in. Catch me on Facebook. Listen to the rest of the show. And just tell me what you think. I know what you think. I know you know we're hitting the home run. The wolf is coming. Just ask for the wolf. That's the new game show this week. The new show is Ask for the Wolf. Not just Ask Uncle Billy, Ask for the Wolf. So give me a call. Let's talk. Thank you. And have a great day. And as always, whoop the queen for this 15, because I know I got this game. I holla. Y'all be good.